Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Melody, 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 happy King Day.
Happy King Day.
And thank God for King Day and the stock market's closed for King
Day.
That's what I say.
Because the way it's been dropping.
Like it's hot.
The worst start to the year ever. Ever.
And the worst end to a year.
Well, the end wasn't as bad as the start, that's for sure. No, when you look at history. I mean, it wasn't a great year for the market last year. And it was very, very uneven. There were times the market was phenomenally great, and then other times it really had tough moments. Lots and lots of days where the market moved more than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But this start is the roughest start we've ever seen.
Okay.
And there's no question. The market's off of its highs that it hit in August. We've gone through correction territory in terms of the stock market being down more than 10%. And then in certain areas of the market, like smaller stocks, some are saying we're in a bear market. Those stocks are down more than 20%.
Mm.
So
what
it
do
has
you
been
say?
Well, the small stocks definitely are looking at a bear market. The large stocks have had a bit of a better time. And even if you look at last year, large stocks didn't do that. The whole overall stock market, S&P 500 and Dow didn't do that great when you take out a couple of the really big performers that really pushed it ahead. So, you know, this hasn't been a great time, but certainly the start has been very, very difficult. Largely driven by a story about global growth and specifically China.
Okay,
that's the real.
Okay. Maybe she has a sneeze. I have pneumonia.
I was just going to say maybe that is an indicator. They say that we have Asian contagion. That this all started in China and is now moving around the globe. This idea that the Chinese economy was supposed to be the engine of global growth. It slowed down. We're going to see some real numbers from China this week in terms of what their growth story looks like, although they're always a little bit suspect because they're massaged by their government. But the point is China is definitely not seeing the double-digit growth that we saw before, and that's bled over into the commodity sector, specifically oil,
mm-hmm.
which last week went under $30 a barrel, 12-year lows. We haven't seen that in a very long time. Now, you would think that would be great because the consumer is seeing that money in their pocket. You know, you're seeing $2 gas prices in some places, gas $1.75. That's like a tax rebate. I mean, it's real money in the pocket.
But that's hurting Wall Street?
Well, it's hurting
the oil industry for sure.
The oil industry specifically. Mm. It should be helping the U.S. consumer, who's 2/3 of the U.S. economy, they're spending. So the U.S. consumer has been slow to spend that gas saving, and that's something that everyone's been waiting to see. Now, some say it's because they're nervous and concerned, and so, they're sitting on those savings. If they would put those savings into the economy, that would continue to help grow the U.S. economy.
Okay, so is this a good time to buy stock now that the stock market is so low?
We always follow the words of one of the greatest investors of all time. His name is Sir John Templeton. He was famous for buying every stock on the New York Stock Exchange during World War II that was under a dollar. He says, buy at the time of maximum pessimism, sell at the time of maximum optimism. At Ariel, this is where we find real bargains and where we think real money gets made. But we understand you have to have the long-term view in order to do that. And so at the very minimum, what I would say to you, don't sell. That's not a good idea. And don't have a knee-jerk reaction like stop contributing to your 401k plan. You're actually buying more shares of the companies and the mutual funds that you own right now. So there is a benefit to that. But if you have the long-term view, and you can manage the volatility and live with it, I'd be a buyer right now. And certainly that's what we're doing at Ariel, but that doesn't mean this will be over in a month,
right,
or 2 months or 3 months.
But that's my question, is in terms of a time period.
How long is this going to last?
We have no idea, and anyone who tells you they do, mm-hmm. they are lying. We just, you know, there's no crystal ball here, but what would I say? U.S. economy looks good. This is not 2008, 2009. So, you know, don't panic. We're not even close to that kind of scenario. We're seeing weakness. Bull markets and bear markets follow each other. The U.S. economy is not in a recession. I mean, I could keep going on and on and on. So that gives us a lot of confidence about even the intermediate term. Even the near term might be bumpy, but if you look intermediate or long term, we're bullish.
And double-digit losses are not uncommon for most people right now.
They're not right now, and it does happen. You know, we've seen this before. Okay. The one thing in seeing it before, we should have even more resolve about these periods.
All right. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. More
I'm
about this.
I'm still close to the window. I'm just saying. Not on the ledge, just still real close.
Step off the ledge.
More about this on blackamericaweb.com.